Dawson Downtime. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. The top six mushers are parked in Dawson, where they are required to rest for 36 hours at the race's halfway point. Two Rivers musher Alan Moore led them in last night. Moore arrived in Dawson nearly 9 hours ahead of second-place musher Paige Drobny. KUAC Zoe Rome talked with Moore shortly after he pulled into town.
Moore reported good trail conditions and is staying cautiously optimistic about his prominent lead.
Things keep going the way they are, I'll have a good chance. But there is 500 more miles to go, and anything can happen. I've been here first before and got beat by 26 seconds.
While Moore's attitude was positive, the temperatures in and around Dawson were anything but, with the mercury dipping as far as 40 below.
The cold's probably the worst thing this year. Over the summits, it was great. It was no wind, no snow, so that's uneventful, which is good.
Frosty, but in good spirits, Moore plans to eat and sleep as much as possible during his 36-hour layover in Dawson.
Eat a few pounds of food.
First musher to reach Dawson receives a poke of gold if they and their team can make it to the finish line in Whitehorse. Before that, Moore and his team are going to catch up on some much-needed rest.
Total, I've had 3 hours and 15 minutes since last Friday. It's going to feel better when I get into bed here in a little while.
On the UConn Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Zoe Rome.
Rounding out the top six behind Alan Moore and Paige Drobny are last year's Quest winner Matt Hall, veteran Ed Hopkins, top rookie Vaborn Reitan, and veteran Laura Neese. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.